Hitler, he told in Baden, his followers were saying in the last minute, go away from the, we shall conceal us. Again, if we, we shall try to fight again, now it is hopeless our position. Hitler said, no, no, I had my orders, if any general comes back from the fight, shoot him. Never come back. Go forward. That was my standing order. Whenever the general will come, try to come back, shoot him. Then how can I go underground when the adversaries? I must die here. By bombs, I must die here. And this, but his friends, no, if you leave, then we can may have another attempt. Another attempt. But if you go, then we are all gone, the whole country gone. So we call, let us go to underground. So, no, I can't do that. After such month, we and me, then we are told that before that, Mussolini was captured in Italy. And he was fascist, leader of the fascist. And the Hitler's party was called Nazi. And these are fascists. So when Mussolini was caught, and his body was very much ill-treated, despiting then this stool and the other things were thrown into his body, and very much insulted. So Hitler, we heard that went to some underground room, and there the music was playing, and someone giving some poisonous drink, and with that singing, took poison, and there was some arrangement, automatic bomb, and the bomb broke down, and the whole structure that was broken, and they were buried there. But this party tried their best to get out his body and to make some insult, but could not have any stress. Hitler and some other, few others, they made such arrangement that explosion destroyed their body in an untraceable way. They could not be traced anything of the body to insult. But the Goering, the air general, he was captured and he was taken to jail. And there perhaps he died. Or hanged high. Don't remember exactly. This is great war, too great war. I have experienced the news, first grade. During first grade war, when I was studying in Bahadurpur College, one astrologer told, one man asked him, after this war, whether India will be free or not. He told, no, not this, after this war, but after this war, there will be some pause, and again, after few years, there will be another greater world war, and after that, India will be free. But anyhow, it was. I witness to that. That war finished. India could not attain freedom, but another greater world war came, and that was finished in 45, and then in 47, India got such liberty, such freedom. What we consider that British rule was better than this, because this condition of government, anarchical. We had some experience of the British rule, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur recommended British rule very much, that during the British period, everyone has got his right to go on with his religion very safely, no interference with our religious feelings, sentiments, preaching, everything. So he lived, he loved, liked British rule, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. What liberty we have got. That is, I was in the first fight of Gandhi, I was within the camp of Gandhi, but the second and third movement, three movements came by, led by Gandhi. In the first movement, non-coalition, second, civil disobedience, and the third, do or die. In the first, I was with them. In the second, I am in the march. And I had to fight against those with whom I worked. What is this? There is a prison house. There is freedom for the senses. We are fighting for the freedom for the senses. But real fight must be to conquer the senses, freedom from the senses. That is the real fight for Maya. Maya is our enemy, and we must fight with that. India may be independent, what of that? I shall be born as a jackal in the jungle of Africa. And you also may have such chance. Then what is the benefit of a free country? There are so many free countries. Are they happy? There are also men are dying, suffering from disease. So many difficulties there are. So this is not freedom proper. Freedom for sadhinata, sadhinata. In Sanskrit, the word is sadhinata. Now we are slaves of the senses, but we must have, we must be controlled by our own self, self-interest, real atma. The atma must have control over our pid, take out from the hands of the senses. That is real sadhinata in Sanskrit. Sadhinata. The control to get, to acquire the control of the self. Now we are under the control, we are slaves, and under the control of the this foreign temptation, this material temptation. The whole self fight, thorough fight must be to attain real freedom inside. That is necessary. কত দশটা
দশটা কুড়ি
ও কাজে বলে দাও সব ইউটেক পারানম এই বলে দাও সব পারেন দিকে বলে দাও দেওয়া হয়েছে আমাকে মুড়ি দাও control, self-control, to get back self-control, that is sadhinata. Not the physical control of the physical environment, that is not sadhinata. That is not freedom proper. So means self. And the self, what is self? Sarupena balasthiti. The self, the real position of the self, in connection with the whole universe, absolute. That is Krishna Dasya. That is Sadhu. The slavery to Krishna, that is freedom proper. He vives Sarupai Krishna Nityadar. We are free. When we can think, we come to the real fact that we are a part of the whole and we are in harmony. We are harmony, we are a part and we are in harmony, proper harmony with the whole. Then we are free. Otherwise, no other freedom can be thought real. In an harmonious system, when we can realize our proper position in that, proper function, in consonance with the environment, that is freedom proper. And this is freedom for the senses, freedom for the mind, freedom for the group, freedom for the particular forged culture. All these things are slaves to mania. Slavery, surrender to the truth, that is freedom. And to serve different forms of mania, that is all slavery. But it's natural that his reality is for itself, we are for him, to live to this concrete fact. What is concrete, we can't ignore. Our position is this, we are part of the potency of the whole absolute. And we must submit to that, we must accept that, unmeasuredly. Then we are free in our own position. Otherwise, they are fighting one another, fighting each other. They are all local interests, provincial interests, and they are in the clash and the fighting. And only to accept our proper position in the harmonious movement of the whole absolute, that is freedom. Divi sarupai krishne nityadhar. So freedom in slavery. And slavery of the absolute good, absolute knowledge, and absolute judgment, absolute love, absolute friendship. We must surrender to that, and that is proper freedom. What do you say?
Go ahead, <Bob. laughs> Yes.
Die to me. The Hegelian expression is very prevalent. Religion is by itself and for itself, and die to thee. These three formula are the good basis of Vaishnavism. Gaushari Bhav, die to thee. So freedom is to bury with all our manias of different types. And so return back to our real position of so-called slavery. And that is, what does it mean? Thereby we can have the person, the whole represented by a person, Krishna, as our friend. That is the highest attainment of a speck, of a point of existence. To get the whole as his friend, sincere friend. Bhuktaram jagratavasam sabbaluko hesanam surinam sabbabhutan. Who is the all controller? Get him, acquire him as your friend. And that is your best freedom for this. That friend, Gajya. And what is freedom? Freedom. In the land of love, everyone is out to give, to help others. That is more than freedom. Freely, what can you do? What can you acquire? You get more when you live among the gadgets. They are all your village shut. That is more than freedom. How much you can think by your small intellect? আমি তো নিষেধ করিনি, বলে দিয়েছি সব পালন করো, আমাকে দুটো মুড়ি দাও না, এখান থেকে এইখান দাও,
দুটো মুড়ি,
হ্যাঁ মুড়ি আমাকে দাও, মুখে
দাও।
Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Sri Srila Bhakti Rakhak Sri Dhade Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Gaurabhi.
There are different quotes. There are quotes from different shastras glorifying the holy name. And in one of those quotes, Lord Brahma is telling Sri Narada Muni that in the age of Kali, one should chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and that one needs no qualification, and even the impure name can deliver one from the influence of Kali.
What is that shloka?
Which scripture?
I think it's from the Yajur Veda. I have it downstairs. I should have brought it. Mm-hmm.
Kali Santarana Upanishad.
Yeah, it's
you have no objection to that. That does not mean that that 10 offenses are eliminated. From anywhere it will help us. But the name proper, name must be real then, not perverted reflection of the name. Namabhas or Namaparad, that means material. The sound must be Vaikuntha Namagranat. Sound must be proper. That is made of the real sound, real name. Nam Nami Abhid, real name, Vaikuntha name, transcendental name. Not this sound which can be produced by the lips or tongue. We must not take that any sound, the namakkar bahirai vate nam kabunai. Only the material sound is the name divine. Name divine and name mundane, we have to differentiate. It is not name at all. We have to understand this. Otherwise, what is the necessity of taking it from Guru? Or sadhu? Or from a real source? It should come and enter and go to our heart. Not imitation. The sound imitation and also taking imitation, that won't help us. But the transaction must be proper in the real place. That is divine, and the man who is culture, he also will do the divine spirit. Seven mukh. But there is no connection with spiritual substance. Not in the plane of exploitation, neither in this plane of renunciation. Seven mukhe hi jivado. It exists in the plane of service. We must be practical in our thinking. Not theoretical or imagination has got any place here. The name of the Lord is one with Him. Vaikuntha namak ghanam asi sagaram. It must be a spark, a fire, not glow one that can burn. The glow one cannot burn. It seems like fire, so like light fire. But it must be a spark, real spark of fire. Then it can burn. So name, Vaikuntha nam, Hari means Vaikuntha, not Monday.
So, Swami Maharaj.
Namaikam Yashivati Namaikam yasya vāti Savanapathagatam sottam ulangat Savanapathagatam sottam ulangatam va Shuddham va shuddhavarnam babahitarahitam tāraityiva sattam Tatya deha dravinayanata lobhupāsanda madhi Nikhittam satmaphala janakam sikhane vātta-vipra There is a saying Namaikam yasya vāti If we can hear a name from the lips of anyone Saranapathagatam But if the name not expressed outside but in memory Sottamulangatamva But if the sound is received in the ear Sottamulangatamva Shuddham va shuddhavarnam The pronunciation or the banan ke ki bale?
Spelling.
Maybe right or wrong does not matter. Shuddham va asuddhavarnam babahitarahitam But must be babahitarahitam That babadhan means Prayer, Bhavahitarahitam, the Chetan, pure conscious, divine and mundane, conscious and material. This difference we have to look out. Bhavahitarahitam, Tarayatyeva Satyam, it will deliver us, no doubt. Tatye Dehadravina Janata, but if that falls on a barren ground, deho, in body consciousness, the jun, deho dravina, or greed for money, deho dravina, janata, popularity seeking, janata, lobha, or too much greedy for taking delicious dish, lobha, pasanda madhe, or a season, Satya deha dvinajanta lubha pasana nikhittam sat. If that seed is sown in a field which is of this disqualification, lubha pasana madhe nikhittam sat, no phalojanakam sikhrami bhatta vipra. We cannot expect to get the result very quickly. But some sort of struggle will go on and must come in connection with genuine sadhu, etc. Take a proper way towards the real goal, and then it will come to give its desired result. So, mundane sound is not sound divine. The name may be mundane. It may be tackled from the plane of exploitation and the plane of renunciation. It won't be fruitful. When Sivanmukh, with the speech of service, Shraddha means Krishna bhakti kaide, it is all for him. Reality is for itself. This is Shraddha. The Shraddha, everything meant for him. With this, however little this may be, but with one drop of such Shraddha regard, the name will be taken and it will lead to the proper goal. Do you follow the argument?
Yes.
Anyhow, the Shraddha must be our direction to move towards that, to go towards that. Sincere, hankering to go towards him, that must be present there. Then it will help. Shraddha. Shraddha him, then it will be of no effect. It will direct hither, thither, different direction. Shraddha means center carrying. Okay? that we are all for, meant for Him is satisfaction. This, a drop of this universal devotion must be there. And then it will be effective, otherwise everything will be useless. Mm. We must want to go Godward. We must make our face to go that side. And then if we accept any process, that will help us. The Shraddha, this is the criteria.
You've spoken about unity in diversity and explained the Gaudiya, present Gaudiya Mat situation as that. My question is, how can we have unity in diversity and still maintain a strong preaching effort, a very powerful preaching effort?
It is in the very original system, it is so. Annayadi Jagata, direct, indirect process. In Vrindavan also it is so, this part of it. And it cannot but be, and not only it is non-objectionable, but it is necessary in an American home. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. The nature of the whole creation, our whole substance. Thus, the opposition party in the parliament, apparently we may think that it will bring some harm to the main party for their smooth working. But in a generous way, it is looked for that, no, it is good. It is giving more carefulness and more enforcing, more energy, collecting more energy for the work, the opposition. The opposition is not to be supposed to minimize, to destroy the real cause, but it helps to enhance, to get more energy and more carefulness, more just as kirtan is better than smaran. Why? The opposition party is there. So we have to collect more energy to convince them automatically. In smaran, in meditation, it is weak, though not external disturbance. In meditation, pure meditation, still the intensity will be less. And when we are engaged in kirtan, necessarily we are forced to collect all our energy possible to meet the adverse circumstances. So, kushtaspandana matreno, but the opposition only it is more intensified than smaram and other things. So Kali, offensive for offensive, has been recommended. Not that mere defense will help us in all circumstances. So, when offensive, we have to collect more power. Necessary. So, opposition there will be, and though sometimes we think it is undesirable, but it is considered in the impartial background that it is necessary, it has got its contribution in a positive direction. The negative has got its necessary position to enhance the positive. This underlying principle we have to understand, we have to think out how it is there. How it is justified, we have to understand within ourselves, the harmony within us. The Krishna is, there is Krishna, there is Maya. Even in his own harem, there are different Radharani's party, Chandrabali's party, the middle party, and this, it is necessary to enhance his Leela. Yoga Maya invents all these things, or it is coexistent with him. It is such. And there is no fault there, but it is a necessary part. The difference, unity in difference, unity in diversity. Diversity has got its position, real position. The opposition also has got its diverse position. Branch, the branches of the tree, what is that? Every branch wants to draw more juice from the trunk. But still they also help each other in many cases. So it is the nature we have to study how it is useful to our organic body. There is also competition. The brain extracts the 1/8 portion of the whole blood. In the so small mass, one small part. So much is not attached to the other bodies. So high and low, important and less important things, they will be there. And there would be a fight to draw their own food from the general store. And still they are friendly to us on the whole. We cannot go on with only brain, neglecting the feet. Everything has got its place in the organic whole. And they have got their service, allotted service, a necessary part. Without devotees, the Lord cannot stay. Without son, the father is not inconsiderable. Then without the generous, there must be one to be shown generosity. So, such relative positions. Everything for its own existence depends on another thing. The kindness, the generosity, it requires for its own existence that someone there must be who is to make pity on. Patit pavon name Mahabhagavat dui jagai madai. Patit pavon name sakhi dui bhai. Those heinous demonic persons like jagai madai, they have got their necessity to enhance the magnanimous lila of Mahaprabhu. Judas is necessary to prove the generosity of Jesus. Suddenly some thought came in my mind about Judas when Jesus with the cross on his soul that is passing through and two sides, the tongue of men. Judas is also among the mob. And Jesus, with his head bending, and on the soldier, that cross, like that. Suddenly he looked at the face of the Judas. He's going on in this bending. Generally, we may not think how he can understand. Here is Judas. But when Judas was on the line, suddenly he looked at his, cast his glance at his eye. And in such a way that Judas was maddened by that look and ran from there. And he was bribed, he cast up the bribed money, and there he wanted to be forgiven. I am the most treacherous man. What I have done, the most heinous action. Such a reaction came in the mind of Judas. And what this Judas got in the look of Christ, that a new thing comes to my mind. I don't know whether anyone has mentioned. The Christ looked towards Judas, not that you have played a traitor's part to me. You have committed treachery. Not a look of that kind, vindictive. But Judas, I am utilizing your fame of your whole life, exploiting. I am exploiting you, not that you are exploiting me. You are being exploited by me, most desperately or hopelessly, or mainly so to keep up my banner, the fame, my fame. You are being utilized, that you are a treacherous. You are a traitor. I am utilizing for my fame, I am exploiting your fame forever. So I am indebted to you, my friend. That sort of look Judas found in Christ's eye. He is so thankful. I am doing wrong to him. And he cast his glance to me that he is so much thankful to me. How it is possible? The Jujutsu Kaida. There is a policy from the Japanese, the Jujutsu. When one is running with big force to attack, he went away and fought. No opposition. Something like that. Judas was mad, finding that thankful to the extreme. He could trace from the eye of Jesus that Judas, I am exploiting you forever. You will stand to prove my case so high. You are utilized. For you have your fame, I have exploited and stolen. So I am greatly indebted to you, my friend Judas. Please forgive me. Forgive me for this action. So Judas was mad. So lovely, so affectionate, so thankful to me, a traitor. He could not stand. He ran very madly but penance of his act. Muryavallabh. I'm not feeling well today.
Oh.
Depressed. Mm. Depression. Hare Krishna. Nidhai Gaur, Hare Gaur. Hari Charan has gone to purchase the Nagari chives.
Right.
He is staying with this Bodhan Maharaj there, and he says that the Thai people told that before Saturday they won't be able to give delivery of the chives. So he is expected tomorrow, perhaps with Govinda Maharaj. Oh, the after tomorrow.
Is there any service we can do to relieve your depression?
Famous remark, Guru Maharaj. Not notorious. Astrologer. Suddenly, in my notebook, a copy of that horoscope was there, the short thing.
Mm.
Anyhow, that my notebook was opened in the air in Puri. Guru Maharaj was sitting by. Whose horoscope is this? Madhu Maharaj told me, Siddhar Maharaj, oh, everything is good and very promising. And, oh, the Rahu is there. It has taken possession of the fortune, the room of fortune, Bhagya.
Mm.
There the Rahu is sitting. So the whole thing realized. And the horoscope was very promising. The Brihaspati, the moon, the Jupiter, the moon, the sun, the Mercury, then the Saturn. They are very powerful. Combination was all very happy. But I couldn't. The Guru Maharaj was told the Rahu is on the eleventh room, the room of Parsha. Eight. He is analyzed him. He is loving. How do you guess? Very good. I relish it.
Hare Baba.